Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Node 2586 connected to WAUM VHF.
And LBV mobile. WU6NAJ from 8LBV. WAVV.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 81 degrees.
W6NJ from 8LPD.
Node 2586 disconnected.
8LPD mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Node 2586 connected to WAVM VHF.
WAVV mobile. So I guess I won't be jumping on the DMR then.
Well, I swapped the batteries, so I think we're, I think I'm good there. I don't trust that it works very well. It's good for about 90% of the time, I guess.
So this was, they got this, or the internet connection back up on this. I think it was down for a couple months, two or three. But Dan mentioned it was back up again, so.
What are you talking about? Where was the internet connection down?
U of M to meter repeater. That's what I'm on now.
That other repeater, Dearborn, it's not on the air anymore, so I assume somebody got the power or took care of itself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they unplugged the power. Pretty sure they unplugged the power to it.
Seemed a little weak, so I don't know if it was affecting the transistors or if it was just going into some thermal cutback.
Yeah, I did a bunch of further tests on it and driving out to Heather's mom and dad, so I determined that they're the obvious, which you already know, is it was the radio's doing that thing where it unkeys at the subband, picks up the signal. Anyway, so I determined that the transmit was doing really well as far as distance covered. Also determined that the receive was doing really well, same regard. And the repeater controller wasn't dead, so it was giving you DTMF mute tones on receive.
So I missed the first part. What did you say about the auxiliary receiver?
I didn't say anything about that. I was just telling you the controller wasn't dead. It was responding to DTMF. I don't know what commands, but just the muting on the output. And then whatever was received was repeated, so the repeat function was working.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be.
So where are you heading to from?
From my place to a place on the more east side of Ypsilanti, but away from downtown, about 5 miles east.
I'm building a, I guess it would be considered a quarter wave, 6 meter antenna to test outside with just some coax in that. The antenna I thought did 6, that folded dipole, or not folded dipole, fan dipole, does not do 6. And I was reading the meter wrong, I thought the SWR was low, but apparently it was very high. I can't read, I guess, but anyway. Hoping to fill that up in the air soon. Just try it out.
Is it a ground plane or a dipole or what design are you doing?
It's a quarter wave. It's made out of coax, RG or RG6 actually. So it's got a quarter wave center conductor and then a quarter wave of the coax with, I guess, the center and the outer on it, and then some loops to form a choke after the quarter wave of ground plane, I guess. So I guess you would consider that a vertical dipole, maybe.
Yeah, okay, cool. Have you modded any of the motor rollers? I guess you don't need to mod a motor roller, just try it.
You got really scratchy, I don't know. Something's interfering with you or what? I haven't modified the Motorola yet, just using that HF mobile I got.
Yeah, okay. I think I was just in a low spot. This repeater's a little scratchy where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna look for those parts for the mods for the 6 feet areas. I may only have one match track that was 6. I don't remember if I have one or two. But yeah, anyway. I wonder if I could probably just take a 5/8. I think I have a 5/8 wave 2 meter antenna. I could just throw that out on a make a ground plane and throw that out on the ground just to test it, but I don't have a lot of antenna making materials, especially trying to go out 5 feet for ground radio. That's why I kind of, that's the direction I was going, just made a ground plane, but I need something that can support itself for 5 feet.
Yeah. I'm eventually going to try to get a TIG welder or something and learn how to do aluminum. But I'm not sure how expensive or how long it's going to take to learn. And I need more than just the welder. I need a place. I need 220s and stuff. And the right costume to keep you protected from getting burnt.
It's a bit of a project. I'd probably need to do the first one, or the first 30. I'm not sure if you need the 220 outlet as much. I guess it depends on, I don't know how much TIG needs versus MIG. There's a lot of lower power MIGs that, for the work we'd probably be doing, don't need the 220. Could be wrong.
And if I get a welder, I also want to do steel and things with it, right? A little bit thicker pieces when needed. So, and I have a feeling you're not just going to get something cheap that can do aluminum either.
Yeah, I'm going to switch batteries on this radio. It's getting kind of low. I need LED.
Yeah, I need LED.
Alright, so it looks like I'd probably need to leave Sunday for that trip. The other guy's going to be in the plant 7 a.m. Monday morning, so...
Yeah. So is it under relaxed terms, or is there like an emergency thing going on?
Yeah, not relaxed. I don't know if it's an emergency, but something isn't working that should be working by now. But there's lots of info, lots of, sides to the story. But anyway, I changed the battery. It looks like I bumped the volume down, so I missed a little bit of what you're saying. But the controls on this radio are way too loose, I think. Yeah, anyway, so I'm trying to figure out how to get that 6-meter antenna up in the air. I don't have, I got tall trees, but there's not, a lot of, maybe there is, but there's there's a lot of branches, but there's a lot of leaves in the way of the branches, so I don't know how to get it out in the open and up a ways.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just pulling into where I'm going here, so I'll be back in a little while out here.
Okay, and 8
LVD,
stand by.
And 8 LVD.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 81 degrees.
NAWB mobile. NAWB, NAWB, NAWB.
Node 2586 disconnected.
NAWB.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Node 27339 connected to W8UM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector will have a net beginning in 5 minutes. Please stand by. As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting ecr.radio/logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is ecr.radio/logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. Net Control will be notified of your check-in, and they will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
Good Friday evening. This is N2BH, Bill in Palmyra, New York. We plan on starting the youth net tonight, but we didn't have any youth show up to have a net. So hopefully we'll get it scheduled for next week. And now we had one text check in already, and we apologize to everybody. And hopefully we'll get the kids on track next week. Hope everybody has a good weekend, and the Center Beach will be clear.
Test 1, 2, 3, radio check. Test 1, 2, 3, radio check. Echoing system by iPhone now. This is JA2SYJ, Topless Man.
I can hear you, but you're listening to the program.
start calling immediately, but I'm sorry to say that very noisy on your signal. Very bad signals are set. No fear, so thanks for the call. Anyway, thank you, Paul. Please give me a call. This is JA-2SYJ. Now clear.
This is W2 West A Alpha, the East Coast Reflector Youth, that we're going to be postponing it for tonight. We're going to try kicking it off again next Friday night. So please tune back in next Friday night. With that, everyone have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning at the 40 meter net. W2 SAL is clear. This is W2SAL for the East Coast Reflector Youth Net. It's been postponed until next Friday night, so I'm going to be disconnecting and dropping the link from the ECR. This way we're not keying up the Lancaster repeater. This is W2SAL clear.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Hotel Bravo Sierra, monitoring.
Kilo 5, Sierra Papa Alpha,
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Hotel Bravo Sierra, monitoring.
Is that Kilo Hotel Fox?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Hotel Bravo Sierra.
K7 at 9 Phoenix.
Kilo 5, Sierra, Papa Alpha.
Hey, go ahead there, Papa Alpha. This is KQ4 while I'm in.
Kilo 5, Sierra, Papa Alpha. Is this part of that? I got the KQ4?
Yes, sir, KQ4, YYN. I don't know where everybody's at. They should be around. I've been listening, but I haven't been talking too much. Over.
Yeah, same here. I know the channel is busy. There are people from all over on this reflector earlier. There's some guy coming in from Japan earlier.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. I'm Joe over here in Georgia. I'm at home, but everybody's getting kind of under the weather. My boss was under the weather a while ago, so I'm trying not to be around anybody that's sickly. So anyway, yep, I'm Joe in Georgia. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm Steve in Spring, Texas, and I'm doing pretty good, getting close to the house, been out working a little bit.
Spring, Texas. I talked with somebody else in Spring, Texas. Now, who was that? You guys got some good ham operators out there in Spring, I think, but I just can't think of the name. Oh, well. I'm sure they'll pop up and let us know if we forget to brag on them. Over. Even though it's a little warm in Georgia, I think I might have some chicken noodle soup for supper tonight.
It's
definitely hot here. I think I'm just going to have a bowl of ice cream for dinner. Oh, I'm going to tell you, ice cream sounds really good. Really good. Wait, what kind? Is it going to be vanilla? Not as good. Bring it on out now. Just what kind of ice cream you going to have?
I'll probably be doing the mint chocolate chip tonight.
Yes, sir. My wife likes stuff like that. I like vanilla with a chocolate syrup you pour in it. Or I like vanilla with fresh strawberries. I just like vanilla. But I reckon it's all we used to really have growing up. If we had ice cream, unless it was especially somebody's birthday, then we have that Neapolitan ice cream. But there are times I just like chocolate ice cream there. Doggone it. You're going to make me send my wife to the store. But baby, go get some ice cream. And she might do it, she might not. Depends on what kind of mood she's in. But I'm definitely not going anywhere else today. Been all over the place. My driving for today is over with, I hope. This is KQ4, Wawa N, back over to you, sir.
The time.
Joe, I hope you're going to get your ice cream. I'm about to pull into the driveway here to see about getting mine. This is Kilo 5, Sierra Papa Alpha. I'm clear. Have a good evening.
Hi there, K5 SPA. You have a good evening, sir.
Thank you.
thinking about ice cream. Now I'm thinking about something else to eat. Maybe some spaghetti for supper tonight. I don't know. Yeah. You got me in a hungry mood now. I'll go here minding my own business. Hey, have a good evening, K5SBA, KQ4, while we're in. We'll talk to you later. Sure will. My pleasure talking to you, sir. Good evening. I wonder, can we get W2SAL to get on here and say a few words about why they've postponed the Usenet for tonight? I hope nobody's sick over on that end over there.
N0 Alpha Alpha Victor, looking for a radio check, audio report, N0 Alpha Alpha Victor.
Alpha Alpha Victor, KFAWC, line clarified by the agreeable.
Looks like two people responded to Alpha Alpha Victor.
Yeah, you might have a little too much audio. It's kind of rough copy here in the car. I got a lot of wind noise and road noise. I'm not sure if I'm hearing any distortion on your audio. Loud, but I don't know if maybe it's too loud. But you got the audio, I'll say that. WB5IGB.
Thank you for that report. I might have been a little close to the mic. Zero,
yeah, I'm hearing a little, it sounds like a little bit of clipping on your audio. That'll, I hope it's not my mobile. But anyhow, you can always go to the parent reflector, which is node 55553, and it'll play it back as you sound and tell you whether you're too loud or too soft.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you so much. You said 5553?
Quad 5 and then 3. 55553. It's, I believe it's in Dallas.
Roger that. I'll give it one a try. You have a good evening. It might be me. I'm a little quick on the key anyway. Used to talking in airplanes, not ham radio, so.
Yeah, well, you know, amplitude modulation. The more you scream, the stronger you are.
Fair point. Thank you, sir. You have a good evening. N0 Alpha Alpha Victor. 17.
Alrighty, man. Enjoy your weekend. WB5ITT Mobile Beaumont.
You too. Thank you.
Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot, mobile listening, sir.
Last station, this is KO4AXL, Hickory, North Carolina.
KO4AXL, from Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot, mobile. Very good evening, morning over here in Ireland, and 12 degrees, That's calling to you. It's 10 minutes to 2 in the morning. Over to you.
All right. Well, good to hear you from over there in Ireland. You're sounding good into your repeater or node or wherever you're or however you're getting in. The name here on this end is Tim Tango India Mike, and I am in Hickory, North Carolina, here in the U.S. That's about 140 kilometers east of the city of Asheville, and about 80 kilometers to the northwest of the city of Charlotte. If you're, I don't know if you've ever been over this way, but it kind of gives you an idea of where I am. Kind of nestled in the foothills of the Appalachian mountain chain, over.
Sure, I found that, Tim. Very good. Familiar enough with that area. I have been over on your side twice, mostly on the east side, around New York. But very good to get you this evening. Sounding great through the repeater 5-9. Damien is the operator on this side, Delta Alpha Mike India Echo November. And I'm currently mobile northeast of Ireland in the county of Louth, which is Lima Oscar Uniform Tango Hotel, the smallest county in Ireland, so too far to run, Tim. So good to hear you, as I say. I'm using a little TYT9600 mobile radio accessing the repeater node that we have in the Dundalk Amateur Radio Club, and that is located in the county of Louth. We have regularly connected to your good network over there. He's very interested in some of the conversations and the blue crew in the mornings and things like that. So lovely to get a contact to it this evening. I'm just driving home from a gig. We've done a wedding this year. I'm in the band, so it's a lonely enough trip home, so I hand it back to you from Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot. Over.
EI 7 LF KO4AXL returning. Definitely a good signal. Are you enjoying that 9600? I'm actually looking into getting one of those radios myself and putting the OpenG77 firmware on it for DMR, so that I can have a fairly nice powered DMR mobile in the car. Back to you.
Well, Tim, it's a little radio. It's a good radio. I bought it secondhand of another ham operator over here. And I think that the software that comes free with the radio, you can download it from the TYT website. And so the good thing is it's free and it's very easy to use the software to download the information onto the radio. Very happy with it. Don't do much DMR, Tim. It's mostly just operating our local repeaters here. And, it's fantastic power. Always a good radio report, little radio. Not very inexpensive radio, I have to say. But a few people did give a radio report back, and I was going through like years of radios and things with the audio. So, I can't fault it. Only one little thing that is wrong, and I can't seem to put my finger on it, the scan software inside the radio doesn't scan. I don't know why that is. I downloaded a few different things onto it and it just didn't share the problem. And that's the only thing that's wrong. Over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is strange. Not sure what could be causing that for sure. But the OpenG77 firmware for that radio does include scanning and all that. So if you feel brave enough, maybe try that out at some point. But anyway, I don't want to hold it too long. I've got a couple kids that need to go to bed here. You probably heard them in the background a second ago. So I will, I'll say 7-3s and best wishes to you and yours from me and mine across the pond here. KL4AXL, clear with EI7LF on your final.
KL4AXL, EI7LF mobile. Thanks, Tim, and have a good night. Get them kids to bed, and you might get a bit of time for yourself before you hit the... Thanks again for coming back to me. Lovely to get chatting to you. Break up the journey. I'm not too far from the home QTH in County Louth. Okay, that'll do, and thanks again. 7-3.
Okay. This is KJ5, TYT, listening.
I'm KYT, EI7LF mobile, over.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 73 degrees.
I think I heard somebody call out to KJ5QIQ, Elegant.
KY5KYT, question mark, Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot, mobile, over.
How are you? You come back with your call sign? I didn't quite get it.
Yes, sir. The call sign is Echo, India, 7, Lima, Foxtrot, and mobile. EI7LF mobile, over.
I got you loud and clear over in Texas. How are you?
I'm very good over in Texas, over this side we're in the county of Louth, northeast of the county of in Ireland. The operator's Damien, Delta Alpha Mike India Echo November, over.
Roger that, quite a long ways reaching over. Just over here in the shop, just hitting off the local repeater down here.
What is the first passes, over?
I'm sorry, come back.
Operator name on your side, over. From EI7LF, mobile.
This is Colin. Colin from Texas. KJ5QIQ.
Well, Colin, very, very good to get you. At the moment it's 2 o'clock in the morning over here. Weather's not too bad, it's all good. It's 12 degrees Fahrenheit. And no rain, it's dry. We've got clear skies. It's actually a very nice night, Colin. I'm just on the way back, not too far from the QTH. I was playing some music tonight in the band. So, lovely to get the QSO with you this evening, over.
Roger that, yes sir. It's about just at the top of the hour, 8:03 over here in Texas. I live in southeast Texas. It's quite muggy and hot almost year round. It's probably 80 degrees right now as the sun's going down, but it's not too bad. It's been sunshiny here lately, so not super wet and raining.
Hey, Colin. All copied on that. You're a good signal as well. You're a good 5-9 back to me. You're far down the country as well. Not too, probably far from the equator, if I'm correct. But the weather would be a constant, fairly constant. Up here, obviously, we're so far north. Our summer's starting to slip away, and feel a little bit chilly after this end. This morning, I on the way to work, about 6 o'clock this morning, it was 8 degrees. So it's getting a little bit nippy. We're starting to put on our heating in the houses. So summertime is officially finished in Ireland. Over.
Roger that. Already getting the heater on. We are nowhere near turning our heaters on down here. We are running the air full blast.
CSL, Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot, Mobile, returning Colin. I'm sure that you probably are just running the opposite. You're running the air conditioning units probably still with the humid conditions over there. Over.
This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo, Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo.
2 Alpha Kilo, I was just onto an operator station there, and Colin just can't get his call sign because I'm driving here and I've no access to writing anything down at the moment, so I'm going just by memory. So this is Damien over here in Ireland, Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot Mobile.
Copy that. I've just been playing with a hotspot of my own and just want to make sure I was working. I didn't mean to disrupt you guys, but I heard some dead silence there. I want to jump in and see if I was getting through. So thank you for responding. This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo. Name is Ken. Kilo Echo November.
Kilo, Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot Mobile. Very good, Ken. Sounding very well. 5-9. I am accessing your network over there via the Echo India 2 Point Oscar Golf. DI2MOG. It's a node that we have in the club, and it's located in the county of Louth. So we've got it connected to the internet up on the highest part of the county here. That's how we access you guys over there, and it's nice to get this. Thanks for letting me in. Just pulling up to the home QTH here. So, Ken, sounding good. And I'll say goodnight. Anybody on frequency, thanks again for letting me into this network, and hopefully I might get in a chat with you again tomorrow. Definitely passes the time getting home in the late night, well, early morning now on my side. Okay, Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo from Echo India 7, Lima Foxtrot 10, 73, and I'll go QRT after your final. Over.
Yep, copy that. Appreciate your response. This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Kilo. Please.
Kilo Juliet 5, Romeo Golf Mike, listening.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.